Diplomatic and police sources in New York say two senior members of Iraq's mission at the United Nations have failed to return to Iraq at the end of their tours. At least one has requested asylum in the United States. The sources say the one seeking asylum is the deputy director of Iraq's UN mission. The other is the mission's senior counselor. Both would be in a position to provide information on the inner workings of the Iraqi government and insights into the strategy of Iraq's president, Saddam Hussein. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Police sources say Iraq's deputy ambassador to the UN, Mohammed al-Humaymidi, walked into a police station near the United Nations last Friday and asked for asylum for himself, his wife, and his three sons. According to various accounts, the police contacted federal authorities who questioned the diplomat. He and his family are believed to be in hiding. The other diplomat is identified as the Iraqi mission's number 4 official, Faiza Hassan al-Rubai. He apparently disappeared about 2 weeks ago when he and his family were scheduled to leave the United States. It is unclear if he too has asked for asylum. U.S. authorities have refused to confirm or deny the reports, as is standard practice. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says, "We won't discuss alleged asylum requests." Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations, Mohammed al-Duri, told wire services that 3 or 4 diplomats had been scheduled to return to Iraq in a routine rotation. The ambassador said he did not know if they actually had returned. He told the Associated Press, quote, "If someone wants to stay, what can we do?" There are reasons why Iraqi diplomats might not want to go home. Iraq is suffering severe shortages after 11 years of UN sanctions imposed following Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in 1990. And Saddam Hussein brokers no criticism. Any perceived challenge to his regime can result in execution. The reports of the defections were made public yesterday as Iraq enjoyed a victory on the sanctions issue. The UN Security Council shelved a plan by the United States and Britain to revamp the sanctions to make them more effective. When Russia threatened to veto the proposal, the Security Council instead extended the Oil for Food program for Iraq for another 5 months. That program allows Iraq to sell oil in order to buy food, medicine, and other consumer goods. The Bush administration says it will use the next months to try to convince Russia and other reluctant countries that sanctions must be strengthened to stop Iraq's development of weapons of mass destruction. Support for the sanctions is badly eroded in the Arab world, where trade with Iraq has increased significantly in the last few years. Iraq's neighboring countries are economically dependent on that trade and on cheap oil from Iraq. The Iraqi diplomats reported to have sought refuge in the United States could provide valuable information about their government's strategy on sanctions and other issues. Previous defectors have provided information about Iraq's development of biological weapons and its nuclear ambitions, bolstering international support for continued sanctions. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.